give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
1 o'clock, Saturday afternoon, 97.5, The Fanatic, live from Parks Casino, the all-new sportsbook. Here with you until 3 o'clock. I'm Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. Mike Von Floto hanging out with me to my right. Dylan McKinnon back at the studio. So we got things cranking on this Saturday afternoon, talking some Flyers hockey. We'll get into the Sixers as well, because I have a question to you about Brett Brown and 76ers, who are, I don't know, I think they traveled today going out west to the Los Angeles to take on the Clippers and the Lakers in back-to-back on Sunday and Tuesday. I know I would have waited until today. I don't want those guys out there for an extra day in Los Angeles. Can eat you alive. And then it shows on the floor, the performance. Don't want that. 610-632-0975. Albeit, you know, it's not Embiid and Simmons. It's Harrison, Horford, and all those guys. You may tend to think that they are not the ones that will find themselves and have it impact their play on the floor overall. But come on out, hang out with us here at the All New Parks Casino at this great facility they have here, the Sportsbook, with this great wall of screens that we've been able to be around for the all year, basically, because we were here from the start of September up until, well, when I say all year, the football season and where we are right now, September through the playoffs, and now just a chance to be back. And everybody else, Anthony's here on Thursday nights for Cuz's Corner, and you had This Week in Pro Football here throughout the football season as well, and heard Rob Motti, Joe Stazak, and everyone here doing shows from this spot as well, a great spot. So if you're in the area and you want to come on and stop by, say hello, check out some games, get some great food, some drinks as well, always a great place. They have some great people here, and the reclining seats are not bad. And we asked for these. We requested these during the football season, and they just would not give it to us. And I wonder if it was just simply because of, yes, they are reclining, and that could hurt our production and our work here at Parks Casino. Because if you lean back too much and you start watching some games, you get too comfortable with some food and with some drinks for a lot of people, what's going to happen? You're going to start dipping off a little bit. Next thing you know, you're snoring. And I guess they don't want that as us professionals on the air. They don't want us doing that. But you can take advantage of that, and you can place your bets on many things from baseball, started the baseball season, football. Well, you never know what you can place on with the bets in football, but certainly in the NBA, in the NHL, and with college basketball underway, March upon us. We know what that means. March Madness upcoming, and things are so wide open in college basketball. It's crazy how things are wide open in college basketball right now. The tournament plays, the conference tournament play, and then, of course, the NCAA tournament that will get underway as well. So a lot that you can do when you come here to Parks Casino and hang out. So please come on and do that now. And I see you can reserve your college basketball tournament seat now, March 19th through the 22nd here at Parks Casino. So that is something that you, if you're interested in a VIP booth, come through and take advantage. And we took advantage of that during the football season, where we would have a VIP booth. Trey Thomas, Brian Westbrook, Jason Avant, myself, we watched some of the games after we finished the broadcast, get some good food. Yes, we got the chicken, and it was always good. And so I recommend the chicken. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Tom in Newtown Square, hanging on for us right here on 97.5. What's up, Tom? Good afternoon. Yo, Tom. All right, we'll put Tom back on hold and see if we can clear that line up as we wait Tom back at the studio, Dylan, to take care of that. Well, Tom, call back. We see we just dropped you. If you get in there and saw someone else wanted to talk some Sixers and guys dropped. So we're here until 3 o'clock. So that just allows me an opportunity to bring up a question that I did have overall when it comes to the Philadelphia 76ers, as they do. We're still talking Flyers, of course, and the Eagles, if you want to throw in some things about that with where you look at this team and how you project things realistically and how you shift your focus to how they need to attack this offseason and maybe even just attack the offseason, but looking at the things realistically with this season and how they are. Are they still that Super Bowl contender, or are they now just a team somewhere in the mid-area right there, where you're looking at them saying, all right, They're a good NFC team, but they can't win a championship. Is that something that you see with the Philadelphia Eagles? But as far as the Sixers go, and I look at this with the 76ers with 22 games left. Before we get to the Sixers, Tom is back, and I want to give him an opportunity before I start going on my thing about Brett Brown. So let's go to Tom right here from Newtown Square right here on 97.5. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Devon, how you doing? You hear me now?
I got you now, man. Thanks for calling back.
Perfect. No problem. So you asked about what excites you about the Flyers?
Yes.
I think it's sustainability in that they got the coach. This is his first year. Hopefully he has at least a 4 or 5 year lifespan. And it's just he came at the perfect time, right when the young players are starting to ascend. And you see what the farm has, the AHL team. You see the young players like Travis Konecny. You hope that Oscar Lindblom and Patrick can solve, their health problems and come back and be strong players. And you just see a 3-4 year run with the young players and current players they have on this roster where they can be top contenders for a 4 or 5 year period of time with a great coach.
Right, and as you said, with the coach, with Vigneault, and able to implement his system now, doing it with those young players, you start from the ground up, right?
Absolutely.
And you have these guys built with what, and the veterans already know what it's like to make those changes that are necessary within, the shift from one coach to another, another system, another idea of how to play the game successfully, and all of that works well. And the belief overall, the voice, and how he delivers it, that's just as important as anything.
Right, and then the other part of it is, he may not be the greatest goalie of the time, but even if he's a top 10 goalie for the Flyers for a 10-year period of time, they solved that problem, which has been, the thorn in their side. So you got the young players, you got the goalie settled, and you have the coach, and you can really see 4 or 5 years where they are in contention if they, make some right roster moves moving forward.
Now, you know how hockey goes when it comes to the postseason. They're going to make the postseason, Tom. We know it. 18 games left. And right now, a great spot, second in the Metropolitan behind Washington. When they get there, how do you approach how do you look at this team when you get ready for the season, the overall outlook of the Eastern Conference, and where they are right now? How do you look at their chances?
So that's the crazy thing about hockey is unlike the NFL or NBA, it's kind of already written. This one, you don't know. Do I expect to make him run at the cup this year? No, but crazier things have happened. So if Carter Hart gets hot, anything's on the table. You can see them in the cup, especially since January. I think they have the third most points in the league and most goals. So if you're scoring goals and you have Carter Hart getting hot and he plays awesome at home and they get some home ice for the first round, anything's on the table. Would I bet on it? No, but again, it wouldn't shock me considering how crazy hockey is with the playoffs. When they made the finals in 2010, they were the seventh seed. Well, now they're probably going to come in as like the third or fourth seed.
Yep. And so, as you pointed out, that's how the NHL playoffs go, man. You can be the eighth seed and still make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, and it's crazy.
And the Blues last year had the worst record in the league in December and won the cup. So there you go.
Fantastic run. Tom, great stuff, man. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. 610-632-0975. Just super important, right? The coaching and how that message is delivered, how it's received by the players, and just the system in which you implement and the culture that you build in that program as we shift quickly to what I wanted to say before we got back to Tom, the program. And I say that because you don't hear that in professionals, right? Too much. You don't hear program a lot. And sometimes when you do say it, that's just the guy. And you're like, all right, man, this is just a lot of fluff with the program stuff and how you talk about these squads. But that's something that Brett Brown says when it comes to the 76ers and their culture, their program with this basketball team. And right now, where they are, certainly not something that we want to see from this team, even after a win over the New York Knicks where it was much needed. They don't lose at home. They are 28-2 through 30 games at the center, a phenomenal record, and he does deserve credit for that as well. The players do, and the fan base is done by creating an atmosphere where it's tough for opposing teams to come into Philadelphia and play on this home court. They have a home court advantage, and while the players and coaches are super important to it, so are the fans inside that building every single night with the sellout crowds that are there. But the 76ers in the NBA standings right now, getting ready for their game tomorrow, 37-23, fifth in the Eastern Conference after their win over the New York Knicks, 9-21 away from the Philadelphia area. We know that. And they're 1.5 games up on the Indiana Pacers. for that fifth spot, so they maintain that one. They are half a game behind the Miami Heat in the standings as well. So when we look at things with this basketball team with so many question marks now through the 60 games that they've played, 22 remaining, they miss Ben Simmons. It's very clear. We're basketball people. While we get on him for a lot of things that he does in a negative way, we acknowledge how good he is. He is an all-star level player in this league, a top player in the NBA. Joel Embiid, as one of the best players in the league, a top 10 player, a three-time now all-star starter consecutively. Ben Simmons, a two-time all-star, back-to-back seasons for him. Great work by those two guys as the faces of the franchise. Brett Brown has been here for 7 years, overseeing the rebuild, and now the last two seasons where they were 50-plus win squad, making their second-round appearances, ultimately falling in the second round, and a lot of finger-pointing would go back to him and what he was unable to do to lift them and get them over the hump when they had certain issues on the floor. You hope your coach can step up and get you over that situation and put you in a winning spot and maybe, like Game 7, get to the Eastern Conference Finals, and then you adjust to what your who your opponent is and what you need to do to win in that seven-game series. Well, right now, as the faces of the franchise, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons now down. Simmons 2 weeks reevaluated with the back issue. Embiid 1 week reevaluated with the shoulder problem that he has, the left shoulder sprain suffered against the Cleveland Cavaliers and that loss that they had on Wednesday night. We can talk about Tobias Harris and what he needs to do on the floor because, yes, he is now the best player that they have offensively on the floor for the 76ers. We'll speak about Al Horford and go back to his role that has now put him on the bench, even though things have changed over the last two games because of the injury to Embiid and Simmons, where he's back in the starting lineup, as he should be. The big free agent pickup, $109 million. The number will always come up with his contract that was signed over the offseason. Richardson is what Josh Richardson is. The bench help, the depth, that is what it is. The trades that were made, Glenn Robinson and Alec Burks coming in to help with some reinforcements down the stretch as you get ready for the postseason and positioning seed-wise in the Eastern Conference. The obvious next person that we have to point our finger at and what he needs to do, the production that he needs to have, the impact that he needs to have on this basketball team to get to where they want to go a little bit higher, obviously, in the Eastern Conference standings. Even if it's just that one spot and you can only get to the fourth position in the Eastern Conference standings, so be it. That is your head coach. And that is Brett Brown. He spoke openly when we had our preseason training camp luncheon that he has every year downtown, sitting with the group of media that we were with, listening to Brett Brown talk about the upcoming 19-20 campaign and what this team could potentially do, the offseason moves that were made, why they made them, everything that goes along with the 76ers and what they could potentially be this season, getting to the NBA Finals. That was the goal, 60-plus wins, number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Know you were going to have a tough task with the Milwaukee Bucks. Some of the other teams surprised us now, Miami, Toronto, and Boston, those three teams in particular have surprised many as to where they are right now, and the Sixers are in the fifth spot, a place that we did not have them at the start of the season. So with the injuries now to these two guys, the disappointment of the season with their overall record, the fact that Brett Brown has known over the last few years when he spoke at that luncheon and told us about what they wanted to do, the number one seed, the 60-plus wins, the fact that Joel Embiid has spoken openly to him about being a defensive player of the year. The same with Ben Simmons. Tobias Harris telling him that he doesn't want to be looked at as a one-way player, an offensive guy, but a two-way player that is not one that you can pick on the defensive end because he is not that good at it, even though he is 6'9 with length and he should be able to move his feet and do things and have a positive impact on the defensive end to help out his other teammates in the starting unit that are known for their defense as well as their offense. This now falls, in my opinion, a lot on the head coach, Brett Brown. Because at the start of the season, all those things that they spoke about, for me, I had always said that I thought, yes, he is, if they don't get to the NBA Finals, that if he doesn't get to the NBA Finals, the season is a disappointment. I do not care about 60 wins if they get them with the number one seed if they do not find themselves on that floor in the NBA Finals come June, first week of June, probably June 4th, I think, right off the top of my head. If he did not get there, it's a failure. He will lose his job because it is not good enough any longer. And with the moves that were made in the offseason, the fact that you brought in Al Horford and Tobias Harris, returning him, letting Jimmy Butler walk along with J.J. Redick, drafting Matisse Thybulle, moves that were made last season that impacts this season with what they did, the changes to your coaching staff with Monty Williams leaving, going to Phoenix, bringing in Emi Udoka as a top assistant from the San Antonio Spurs to help things out. It all comes back to him, Brett Brown, knowing that he will hear that he will be fired if things do not work out the way they should, that I believe, many fans believe, and even the front office and the ownership group who have extended the extra season to him because of the four-bounce game in Game 7 from Kawhi Leonard to win that one, and they ultimately, the Raptors, went on to win the NBA title, we know. He got lucky, in a sense, that happened. He probably should have lost his job after Game 7 against the Raptors. It was not his fault that was a four-bouncer. Not his fault that Joel Embiid got sick. But you can point at some things that may have happened in that series that were him, that he did not help win a series or a game against the Toronto Raptors. So with your two big guys out, the pressure on Harris and Horford, Richardson, and that's where I'll stop. Because I don't think there's much pressure from anywhere else with Thybulle and Burks, Robinson, Scott, Neto, and Shake Milton, and those guys. The pressure is on Brett Brown to find a way with these 22 games, with us not knowing when Joel Embiid will be back on the floor, the same for Ben Simmons. The pressure is now on him to find a way to get his team some of these W's, and especially on the road, where they have 22 games left, with 12, I believe, of those 22 now on the road, starting with the Los Angeles Clippers tomorrow afternoon at Staples Center, then the Lakers, the Kings, and the Warriors on this four-game West Coast trip. If the pressure's on him to find a way now with a depleted roster, minus your two stars, your two all-stars, to make this team into something of a winner over these next 22 games that they have, especially on this road trip where it's going to be very difficult. Even with Simmons and Embiid, you can look at it realistically and say, you know what? A 2-2 road trip is fine with me because of the fact that the Lakers and the Clippers are the top two teams in the Western Conference, and you expect them with revenge on the mind for both of them, that you can lose both of those games in Los Angeles against those two squads. Can you beat them? Yeah. We've seen them. They beat them twice, both of them, already. Why can't they beat them? Well, the difference why they can't beat them is because on the road, they are not mentally tough, and that's why they are 9-21. 28-2, phenomenal. Unbeatable. You cannot beat them at home. But when they go on the road, they are a totally different team. So while it is the mindset of the players, what is not happening with the message, as we talk about Alain Vigneault and what he has done for this Flyers team and making a big difference on the veterans, making a difference on the young players, and so on and so forth throughout this season where they have 18 left. They're second in the Metropolitan, where a lot of people did not believe that they could even be in that spot. Brett Brown had a different expectation, where it was supposed to be, once again, a top two seed, 60-plus wins, and a deep run in the playoffs, hopefully resulting in a finals appearance and a championship, we would hope, for this basketball team. A lot of the blame goes on the players, as it should. Much of the blame goes on Brett Brown, again, as it should. Now's the time for him to step up and show what he is as a coach as well. They need everything for them to happen with the turnovers being down. They did that against the Knicks, only 6 turnovers. They have to keep their number down there. They have to find a way to run their offense smoothly and swiftly, get good looks, play hard-nosed defense. He has to now adapt and maybe not change his offense, but adjust his offensive philosophy with the personnel grouping that he has, minus his two all-stars, for the foreseeable future, especially on this four-game West Coast road trip that is going to be a tough one with the Lakers, Clippers, Kings, and Warriors. And already we just got some news earlier today with Shams Charania pointing out that while Steph Curry was looking for a return to come back as early as tomorrow, March 1st, they have pushed that back. So you would have to think that at some point over the next week or so, Steph Curry might make his return, and the Sixers, their final game, the getaway game of that four-game road trip, is on Saturday, next Saturday, in Golden State against those Warriors, and Steph Curry might be on the floor. So they'll right there, where you think you should go out there to Golden State and beat that team, they're going to get an energy boost. They're going to get a jolt from having their best player return to their lineup, and they haven't seen him since the first month of the season due to that broken hand that he suffered against the Phoenix Suns, I believe. So Brett Brown and the pressure that is going to be on him, I think, is monumental. It not only speaks to right now the present, but it also speaks to the future of his place with this franchise and where this could put him with this organization if he does not make a difference in what they are doing with this squad. He's always had the luxury of leaning on Simmons and Embiid. And right now, while you do have talent names with Horford and Harris and Richardson, the lineup is not the same without those two. And it now falls on the head coach to see if he can elevate the play of these players and get them to a spot where they feel confident about being on that floor, thinking that they can win these games both on the road and at home without their two stars. And I have to be honest with you guys, I have no idea if he is that coach to do it. Zero idea. I do not know. So I want to ask you guys with that, am I wrong? Am I thinking that all of the pressure now is on him to do what he has to do? Yes, he has to coach. The players have to make the shots. They have to execute the offense. They have to run the plays. They have to do everything that they need to do and know the defensive assignments and all of that stuff. The pressure, am I wrong in thinking that most of this now falls at the hands of Brett Brown? Tobias Harris, all he did was accept $180 million. Okay? He didn't give it to himself. He accepted it. Brett Brown, as the head coach, has to look at this roster and change things up in order to get these W's for this basketball team. Am I wrong in thinking that most of the pressure now is on him to do that? Or am I right in thinking that? And that's exactly where it should be. 610-632-0975. We're broadcasting live from Parks Casino at the all-new Sportsbook. Great spot. I love being here. We were here all football season. Great to come out here on this Saturday afternoon with you guys on Leap Day, February 29th. And I'm going to tell you about, let you know about your chance to Sixers knockout, Fanatic Sixers knockout, an annual thing that we have at the station, and people love it. I'll tell you about that as we go along in the show, maybe on the other side as well. So on the phones, 610-632-0975 from Parks Casino at the all-new Sportsbook. I'm Devon Givens with you until 3, asking you a question about Brett Brown. Is the pressure now fully on him or mostly on him right now with the absence of Embiid and Simmons? We're talking about it here next on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
129.97.5, the Fanatic Saturday afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Devon Gibbons broadcasting live from the all-new Parks Casino from the Sportsbook here until 3 o'clock. Pat Egan up at 3 o'clock right here on 97.5, the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. And yes, since we're talking Sixers real quick, I'll let you know about the Fanatic Sixers knockout that is back. The Fanatic Sixers knockout tourney is back. Keep listening all week long as the Fanatic gives you a chance to play knockout on the Sixers court on Wednesday, March 18th. You'll score a pair of tickets to the Sixers-Raptors game. Oh, that's fantastic. Sixers-Raptors. Well, that's a great game to go to, of course. Then, after the game, you'll experience what it feels like to play on the hardwood at the Wells Fargo Center. For your chance to keep, for your chance to win, keep listening all week. That's presented by Trumark Financial, the only place to get the official 76ers credit card and enjoy exclusive Sixers experiences, merchandise, and more. Visit TRUMARK.com to learn more and apply. And I cannot stress it enough. Guys, just listen all week for your chance to do that because it's a fun experience to be on the floor. It's our annual thing, and many people have had the opportunity to partake in our Sixers knockout tournament over the last few seasons. And every time we talk to people about it, and you know, you get tweets. I get tweets, a lot of tweets like, yo, when is the knockout coming back? All kinds of stuff. And I can't stress it enough. It's a great experience. You all love basketball. You want to know what it's like to be on that floor and to shoot some baskets. Once again, this is your chance, and you get a good game out of it. The Raptors and the Sixers, where the Raptors are playing at the level that they're playing at right now. The Sixers certainly fighting for positional standings in the Eastern Conference playoff push. That's going to be a good game. Right now, the Raptors, 42-17, are second in the Eastern Conference behind the Milwaukee Bucks, and the Sixers are, let me see, 5.5 games behind the Raptors in the standings. So, listen, you get a good game, and then you can happily go on the floor afterwards and take your talents to the floor and knock off some people and knock out for your chance to win. And you always get a nice prize, too. You get a nice prize for winning knockout. I'm still bitter about my first performance in knockout where I got to the finals, and I remember it like it was yesterday. I missed a free throw, so did the guy behind me, but I got to the ball first. I rushed it, and I tossed up a little floater. And I get on Ben Simmons about not floating the ball up there for that easy bucket. Well, a little floater went off the side of the rim, went to the other side, and then the dude came out of nowhere because his ball bounced closer to the corner, and I missed my floater, and he came out of nowhere and knocked me out and won. And I was hot. And I remember at the time, the program director was like, well, you're going to give it to the guy anyway. It's like, that's not the point. I just missed this easy layup, and I could have knocked off this dude real quick. I was mad as hell. What are you talking about? So knockout is fun. It is a great time out there. Jamie Lynch has performed well. Andrew Sauchunas has performed well. Our guy Mike Murgut won it in the past. And it's always a good time. And sometimes, you know, you're allowed to stay on the floor a little bit because they let you and shoot some hoops and have a little game. But I can't do it right now. I'm still recovering from the ACL, so I'm not cleared to do it yet. But I'll be back. I'll definitely be back. You better believe it. 610-632-0975. Talking some Sixers and Brett Brown as well. Still with the Flyers and the Eagles also. But live from Parks Casino, the all-new Sportsbook is where we are until 3 o'clock. Let's check in with Chubb and Ben Salem next on 97.5. What's happening, Chubb?
Hey, my man. How you doing, Devon? How's everything? Nice
everything
talking
is
to
everything.
You,
good to hear from you, man. What's going
fine,
on?
Brother. Yeah, just some thoughts on the Sixers and Coach Brown. I mean, I've been a fan since I go back 76, 77, when I was 6 years old, with the great Dr. J, Billy Cunningham, Bobby Jones, Andrew Toney, Mo Cheeks, Moses Malone. And, I mean, I look at this team, and you've got Embiid and Simmons, Big Ben, and you would figure that, you know, if Embiid is the superstar, then at the very minimum, Big Ben's a superstar himself, and
he's a star. I give him a star.
Yeah. So you figure that's usually a good equation for winning a chip. You have one superstar, one star, and role players. Now, what the Sixers haven't defined, and I blame this on management and the ownership group, is surrounding those two with talent. I mean, Toby is a nice, Tobias is a nice player, but I just don't know if he has the personality to go with these guys. And what these guys need is what left them last year for Miami, which is Jimmy Butler.
I agree.
You need that veteran presence. And I at this point,
Well, Chubb, you have the veteran presence in Horford and Harris, but you just don't have that extra type of oomph from those guys that you did with both Jimmy Butler
I
and even J.J. Redick.
I think that just really comes down to coaching, Devon. I mean, you figure at this point, 7 years in, I mean, this is his third year with what you called the core of Embiid and Simmons. So,
that's right.
Injuries are a big part of it, but that's part of the game. The other teams in the NBA, they ball out and they don't make excuses. And so here we are with what's going to happen postseason. You know they're going to make the playoffs. Are they a four or five?
Yeah, they're right. Yeah.
I'm hoping the very minimum they're a four, they can get to the conference finals and anything can happen from there. So, you know, I'm just really hoping that things turn around, and the thing with Ben and Joel with these injuries, I mean, how long will they be out? I mean, that's the question. And can the Sixers keep it up to where they at least end up in fourth spot?
Well, and that's the whole thing of why the question that we're having right now, Chubb. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. How long are they going to be out? We don't know as of yet, but as long as they are out, where you get those 20 whatever from Tobias Harris and whatever you get 15 7 and 7 from Al Horford on any given night, it shifts to the coach. It does. You have to give him credit for what he's done, but you also have to place some blame at his feet when things are not going the way that they should with certain substitution patterns and things of that nature, and not calling the timeout in the right spots to get this team in a position to win a basketball game when they are down two players, their two best players, for however long, as you just mentioned, Chubb, it is going to be that they're going to be down. 610-632-0975. And no, Tobias Harris and Al Horford do not have the same voice as Jimmy Butler. Maybe not even the same demeanor as J.J. Redick. You would see visibly the frustration on J.J. Redick's face when sometimes things would happen with the team, and definitely when he didn't make a shot that he felt like he should have knocked down, you can see how visibly frustrated he would be in the disappointment in his performance at that time. Don't have it now. You really don't have it. Sometimes the body language, as a lot of people have said over the years, it's just simply like, ho-hum, whatever, it is what it is. And it's not that they don't care, because I believe that they do, but do they have that extra gear, that next gear to take it up a notch to make the winning plays? And that's the thing. Can they make those winning plays in those big moments? We analyze the games in the regular season because there are 82 of them. We have to. We have to talk about it, because at the end of the day, how much of that plays into what goes on in the postseason? So we have to analyze it. But now that you are this 50-plus win team, and now that you have, as Chubb just mentioned, these 3 years with Embiid and Simmons and the second-round exits, this is the third year where you have to look at it and say, all right, let's see what you can do. Because the 7 years are the 7 years. The voice can get lost. The message is no longer there. That type of thing for Brett Brown. So when you say maybe it's not fair because he only has 3 years with his two stars and he's won back-to-back 51 season, maybe even gets 50 this year. No. Seven overall plus these three, we need to see a difference. And what the difference that we are seeing is not positive. It's negative, where that voice may be lost. And if they don't advance further in the Eastern Conference playoffs, getting to the NBA Finals, in my opinion, I always said that it was never about the Eastern Conference Finals. Yes, that's the next step, but that's not good enough because of where you were, how you got here, and the additions that you made. Got to get to the NBA Finals, my man. If you don't, you can come do the show with me when we're analyzing the Sixers next season. 610-632-0975. It'll be Devon and Brett until midnight in the post on 97.5 The Fanatic, because he will be not employed by the 76ers, in my opinion, or should not be employed by the Philadelphia 76ers if they don't get to the NBA Finals. And right now that pressure is squarely on his shoulder, if not most of it, just as much with Harris and Horford Richardson. It's on him now. Elton Brand is off the hook today. Right now, because there's nothing he can do unless he just simply goes and have a conversation and starts ripping up the room that they're in, where they're talking about things and he's letting them know what they're not doing well enough, all of that. Right now, we'll get the Elton Brand in the offseason with the frustration there. It is on Harris, Horford, Richardson to a lesser extent, and certainly Brett Brown in my position. Am I wrong or am I right in saying that? 610-632-0975, broadcasting live from the all-new Parks Casino Sportsbook here in Bensalem. Fantastic place. This great wall of screens. Come on through, hang out, watch some of these college games. Looking at Villanova, disappointed right now, down 8-43-35 to Providence, the number 12 team in the nation. Hopefully they're able to pick it up as it goes along. 610-632-0975. Guys on the phones, we'll get to you when we get back. Hang tight. Devon Givens with you until 3 on this Saturday afternoon, Leap Day, 29th of February, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
146, 97.5 The Fanatic, Saturday afternoon here live from Parks Casino. The all-new sportsbook is where we are. You should be here as well. You're not doing anything, or if you did, come take a break and watch a game or two. Get some food. 610-632-0975. Elbow Shaferi on Twitter, that's Brian from Plymouth Meeting, says, come on down as we promote the Fanatic Knockout Tournament on March 18th, where you can take the floor after the Raptors game. Come on down March 18th to see Kyle Lowry cut himself with a razor to try to draw a flagrant foul. This is accurate. 610-632-0975 is funny because I root for Kyle Lowry. He does do that. He does. He's very, very animated on the floor. He'll do whatever it takes, of course, to get a W for his team. I think we would love it if he was here, unless it went the other way. Like if he did that and they called a block on him or something like that, we would be frustrated. But if it led to a victory for your Philadelphia team, you would definitely take it. It's just tough to play against. Especially when you're an all-star and an NBA champion now, you're going to get those calls from time to time. So 610-632-0975. And then Ground Trader on Twitter jumps in and says, I love the heat on Brett Brown. Hashtag fire Brett Brown. Well, I'm not hashtagging fire Brett Brown. I'm simply stating a fact that at the end of the year, if they're not in the NBA Finals, they don't have to win it. They have to get there. A lot of it has to do with him. Then he's gone. And he should be gone. That's long enough. 610-632-0975. Let's hit things up on the phones as we check in with Chris in New Jersey on 97.5. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Devon, how are you?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I'm 42. I grew up in Central Jersey. I'm actually a Knicks fan. But of course, you know,
sorry to hear that.
Sixers. Yeah, tell me about it. But to my point, and not to kind of get on topic here, you know, I would love for the Knicks to be where the Sixers are right now. And when that one caller before was talking about, you know, the role players, specifically Tobias Harris, who's a well-paid guy and a star player, no doubt about it, in terms of skill set. You know, it's funny. Last night I finally watched the Rodman 30 for 30.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm looking at him, and the man just put his life out there every second. But you know what's even funnier is those championship contending teams in the 90s, even the early 2000s, when I see all those role players were hungry. They didn't just go through the motions. These guys just go through the motions. Yeah, they're skilled. They'll get you 20 points here and there. But they're not, but the Jazz, the Blazers, even their role players, they just stepped up, the bench guys. So I guess with the Sixers, the process all those years ago and where they could be and be with the fans, it's like, man, take advantage of the opportunity, especially with no LeBron James, no Kawhi Leonard. I mean, do what you need to do to get there.
That was what was so frustrating on Wednesday, Chris, as they fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers when Embiid was not on the floor. Step up. Take advantage of this opportunity moment and get this W against this team that has 16 wins and have no business being on the floor with you. Knock this team off. You can't win on the road, or you're 9-20 on the road. This is a perfect opportunity for you to pick up this win. And not only did the players not step up and perform where they needed to be in that situation, in that moment, the head coach didn't either.
I think there's only a few coaches in the league where they make the difference, right? And this guy, Brown, yeah, maybe he's not a great coach. I don't know if he's a terrible coach, but I think you have two star players. You have some great role players. I mean, take advantage. Again, I'm a Knicks fan. If the Knicks were building and they're at a point now where the Sixers are and they could even make it to the playoffs, man, I'd love a playoff game at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
but the Sixers, I mean, they got an opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
I think their personality getting away and maybe mismanagement. That's my thought.
The expectations are different now here, Chris. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. When you go 50-50 back-to-back and an opportunity to do the same this year and you openly talk about how you won 60 to follow your 250s, then the expectations change, and it's about getting to the Eastern Conference Finals because you fell in the second round in these back-to-back seasons. It's now the Eastern Conference Finals and then the NBA Finals, or there's going to be some people who are going to be unhappy with their job situations at the end of the year. And I stand by it that if they don't get to the NBA Finals, then Brett Brown is going to be the one that takes the fall, and that's just the nature of how things go. He hasn't done enough for him to keep that position, and I think it's right to look at it publicly and openly and talk about it and understanding that he needs to be better in order for this team to advance to that next level of where they want to be in this league. 610-632-0975. And when you talk about the personalities of your role players and their impact and what they are able to do on the floor in general, I ask this as we get ready to go to Jay, Tony, Tim, Mike, and everybody else on the phones, 610-632-0975. How much of what you get from your role players is solely directed at what your star players are? Because we speak about these guys being the star players, but they're not the alpha star player that you want out there that is going to demand things from your role players by what you do out on the floor, by the way you work out there. And then it flips over to that next guy saying, you know what, these guys are out there busting it and giving it. I got to do it. Tobias Harris is nowhere near on the level of Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. He has to work to be as good as he is right now as that third star. That plays not he's not let off the hook because he has to do it. He has to go out there and perform. But it's also something that you look at when you have that star player, that third role player, that third guy behind your two stars. He just doesn't have it in him that way. So you need your two stars to make up for whatever he lacks or others lack when they're out there on the floor. 610-632-0975. Jay in West Philly next. What's up, Jay?
Yo, what's going on, bro? How you feeling?
Oh, Jay, you know, Saturday afternoon, you know, rare Saturday afternoon where I get to hang out with you guys, talk a little smack, you know.
Yo, question. What's Josh Richardson contract status?
He has one more year on his deal, I believe,
so after
season.
This year?
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's sticking around. I don't think he's like throwing everything that's going around.
Well, he's already spoken out. He's already spoken out twice, where he said that he didn't want to step on anybody's toes after they lost to Orlando, and then that last game where he simply said we played with no heart. He only had nine points. No, he did. From with that culture that they have in Miami, from all accounts, is real.
But see, when I say structure, I mean everything. Like, there's no structure to the offense. Because, like, in my mind, it's a pecking order as far as the offense. It's Joe, then Tobias in my mind. Because if Ben's the point guard, every option, it should be 1-2, Joe and Tobias. But like you said, when you got guys Their offense is just stand in the corner. No movement, no motion. They don't make anybody. So that's what I said. Like, this coach, man.
Well, I'll say this about the guy standing in the corner right now. That's not something that with this offense that he wants. He wants ball movement. He wants that movement, that action away from the ball to create some spots and you find those open seams to get it done. So while I do get on Brett Brown, hold up, Jay. While I do get on Brett Brown, he does not want them just standing in the corner. Certain players like Harris should not be in the corner. Yeah, Glenn Robinson should be in the corner, but then when he has an opportunity to cut and slash and find an open seam, do that. That type of thing. So some of that is on the players and just ball watching when the ball is at the top of the key or on the low block.
I don't understand. Because see, like, every player that come in here do it. Because remember, Jimmy was doing it. Markel was doing it.
Now, yeah, Jimmy did it. You're right.
And now Tobias, every player stands in the corner. So the guy that's coaching them.
That's what I'm saying. It is part of the offense, but they want that ball movement. They don't want guys that are going to be ball stoppers where now all of a sudden it's just one-on-one, dribble, 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 and all that stuff, and you wind the shot clock down, and you get the hot potato, and you have to shoot the ball at the last second. Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate it. They don't want that. They definitely do not want that type of offense for the Philadelphia 76ers. 610-632-0975, broadcasting live from the All New Parks Casino, the great sports book here in Bensalem, with you until 3 o'clock. I'm Devon Givens. Pat Egan will be up at 3 o'clock to talk a lot about the Flyers last night, the Eagles, and I'm sure some Sixers as well. So we're doing so until 3, 2 o'clock hour coming up. We have two open phone lines if you guys want to jump in. 610-632-0975. And Bede and Simmons, as we all know, are out for a little bit. So I'm simply asking. For me, the pressure, while Harris and Horford get it, should be on Brett Brown as well to help coach some wins. You talk about head coaches winning a few games. They need their head coach to put them in a position to win a few games, even on this four-game upcoming road trip, starting with the Clippers tomorrow at Staples. Am I wrong or am I right? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens live from Parks Casino in Bensalem until 3 right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.